At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibodeau. Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this, a Monday evening, where I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I wonder.
And then, if I can, I'd also like to say good evening to Donald.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February.
It's not how you traditionally think of Cinco de Mayo, but that Don's not a traditional guy.
Well, Don pronounces February Mayo rather than Febrero.
I do well.
Yes, you do.
Guys, a lot to get to today.
We'll do it.
The word on the street.
The street?
That's right. Is that Daniel Jones has a problem. The hamstring injury suffered yesterday, according to Jordan Ronan Sentence, could be, quote, pretty bad. Now, we know Colt McCoy came in and did enough to at least get the job done, but today we learn, after the MRI, that Daniel's hamstring, not fantastic. Let's hear from Keyshawn on Keyshawn J. Will and Zubin this morning. Sorry?
Very deliberate with your speech all of a sudden.
Yeah, I've changed. Keyshawn's talking about the Giants and how things could be difficult for them trying to make the playoffs.
If they made the playoffs, it could be one of those teams that you don't want to play because the unknown is there. You don't know what Giant team could show up. You start to build confidence. You win games, you build that confidence. You know, you're a puppy, you're young, you don't know what you're doing. And all of a sudden, you start to say to yourself, oh, okay, it's not so bad. You stick the toe in the water just to gauge it and see how cold it is. If it's warm enough, you're going to dive all the way in. And I think that is what the Giants are doing. They got their toe in the water. They're trying to get a feel for it. And as they continue to realize, oh, we can play with these guys, they become very dangerous.
By the way, as you can tell, I'm not very bright. That wasn't about it being tough to get into the playoffs. It was about the Giants being a tough out of the playoffs, should they get in. But, of course, a lot of that will hinge on the health and availability of Daniel Jones.
Yeah, because I think Colt McCoy can look better than he did in the second half yesterday with a game plan suited for him. Because I don't know if you guys thought the same thing. They were just running the Daniel Jones offense. Like, it didn't seem like they made any adjustments. Otherwise, I would have just kept running the ball. Especially when they were down in the red zone. Like, there was a first down play where they had like 7 yards, and then they start throwing the ball. So
I have to assume Cincinnati was looking for the same thing and daring him to throw.
Right. But I think they could get a game plan suited to his skill set. I mean, we can make fun of him all we want. He has thrown more touchdown passes than interceptions in his career. It's 29-27. I mean, it's not a great resume. But it's not like he's completely foreign to the NFL field.
I'm sure all the guys and girls out there listening have known someone in their life who, when they would hang out on an occasion, maybe they had a connection of sorts. I know someone I'm thinking of. And the connection was physical. And when they would hang out with this person, often good times and alcohol were involved.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right occasion, at night, when they were out partying with this guy or girl, I swear to you that that person was an 8.5 or a 9. But when you woke up, and the light of day came in. The air got dry. The mouth parched. The makeup faded. You realize that was no 8.5 or 9. That is a stone cold 4.5. That's Colt McCoy. He's
you
a stone.
You're amazing.
Stone cold.
The guy came back from injury last year, really rushed himself, should not have, after Alex Smith got hurt. And you still you call him a stone cold 4.5.
That's right. I like him.
All right.
I like him. And when he gets dolled up, when he gets dolled up to go out, I start going, you know what, baby? We got an 8. Look at this guy, Colt. Look at his name. Look at number 12, baby. This guy looks like a quarterback. And then you remember Texas. You're thinking of the glory days.
I
got myself an 8. And then you see him start a game after the injury. Everything settled down. He's your starter. He's a 4.5.
My problem with the analogy, Michael, is that in what light, in what party did you consume alcohol enough to ever think he was a 9?
You know the party, actually?
It
was when Washington played Dallas on Monday Night Football a few years ago with an injured Kirk Cousins. And Colty Baby came in. And I had a couple of beverages. I was out watching the game with DJ Juanito. Had a couple of beverages. I was feeling good. I looked up and we won. And I was like, woo, I got a 9.
Yeah, you're on X.
We beat the K. Yeah, I might have been.
The only way you see him is a 9. No offense to him. He's a serviceable NFL quarterback.
We beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football at Dallas. But it felt great.
I don't know what it was. Maybe I haven't just seen him in a long time. And there was no preseason to see him in a giant uniform. He looked like the helmet didn't fit.
He never looks like his helmet fits.
If you were the future giant, like, quarterback, right? Like Daniel Jones, I would demand 12. 12 screams quarterback.
Oh,
screams
yeah.
it. You can't do it with the Jets because it's retired, but you got to get 12.
12's a gorgeous quarterback.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Good on your back.
It's a great number. And unfortunately, it's the best thing he has going for him. Great guy, though. Seems like a great guy.
Was Norm Snead 12 done, or was he 10?
I want to say. Well,
I think he was 12.
10. I think he was 12.
I'll tell you one thing, guys. When you think,
I don't think enough young kids are named Norm. That's just my personal.
I think it's over, right?
For Norm?
Yeah.
Because even the people named Norm, like Esaias, and doesn't go with Norm Esiason.
Right, they're all dying out.
I was friends with a kid in high school named Norm. Really nice kid. I loved talking to him just because of his name.
And you would constantly end each sentence with comma, right, Norm?
Yeah, people would just go, Norm! And whenever you'd see him, he was a great guy. Now
that was Cheers. You were thinking of the
can
Cheers.
You yeah, I think you were watching NBC at the time.
Well, what were you saying?
Real life. I mean, have you ever come across a baby and go, what's your baby's name? Norm. You'd walk away. You go, what do you
think? I mean, no Norms, but I would think you don't know many Norms that are.
You know what the world's cutest Norman is?
Who?
The cow in City Slicker, the baby.
What?
Yeah, that's the calf, Norman.
I know, but it's not more famous than the Cheers Norm.
I didn't say more famous. I said cuter.
Oh, well.
No offense to George Wendt.
16, Michael Norm.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So when was the last Giant 12 before Colt?
Because, that's... God.
You know what? Let's deliberate on that. In the meantime, let's hear from Vic Fangio. You want to talk quarterbacks?
Love the Fange.
They didn't have any in Denver yesterday. Kendall Hinton, a practice squad wide receiver, played his first NFL game yesterday and did it as quarterback. He completed one pass in the 31-3 home loss to New Orleans. Let's hear from Vic Fangio, says he was disappointed.
Well, I was disappointed on a couple levels in that our quarterbacks put us in this position. Our quarterbacks put the league in that position. We count on them to be the leaders of the team and, you know, leaders of the offense. And those guys made a mistake, and that is disappointing. Obviously, I haven't done a good enough job of selling the protocols to them, you know, when they're on their own. So, you know, part of that could fall on me there.
No, they don't have a kick coming, right?
Right, and that's how he feels, essentially. His quarterback's room did him in.
Boy, Dan Orlovsky today on the Get Up, just, I mean, excoriated their quarterbacks. He said, don't tell me you don't like to wear a mask. You're in a job where you have to wear the mask, and you let down everybody. So don't be crying at the end of of your career, I never got a chance. This was your chance. This was your chance, Ripon, and you blew it. This was your chance, and you blew it. He's right.
Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan about his disappointment for not finding out about the Santa Clara County 3-week ban on contact sports, not finding out about it until the rest of the world did. Here's Kyle.
Are we going to be quarantined for 14 days when we get back? I mean, that's all we could talk about for the last 18 hours because we got no answers from them. And I was just very disappointed and very proud of our guys that I couldn't give them the answers and they could put it to the side and come out and play like that. I got so much appreciation for our team and those players, and I'm very proud to be those guys' coach.
They played well.
They work hard. They really do. I mean, I told you, Don, every week Michael has like one of these like smart picks that just don't jump off the page, but he nails it every time. He's getting from someone.
I'll tell you what, that one did jump off the page. The Rams played a really tough game on Monday night. The 49ers are off a bye week. It made sense to me. I thought that was a big number. RJ loved the pick.
Look at you. You're seeing everything so clearly. Very impressed with you. Thought I would really make up some ground on you yesterday. I made up 1 point.
One point. It's going to really be fun down the stretch.
No, for some of us. Others need to make up more. Doug Marrone is at least safe for the moment. Not the case for the Jaguars GM, Dave Caldwell. He's out. Something about 10 straight losses did it. So we'll see how long Coach Marrone has. Of course, all of us question his ability to see talent ever since he evaluated Michael Kay's talent and athleticism as he did.
I'm telling you, he posts you up down low, and he had this little, like, jump hook shot.
There you go.
I don't know.
On ESPN.com, they said that GM job is one of the most desirable jobs in sports.
Why is that?
This coming draft, they have 2 first-round draft picks, 2 second-round draft picks, and 2 fourth-round draft picks. So I think they're going to have 4 picks in the first 50.
But you're still in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's a lovely place.
I don't mean the place. I mean, well, no, they were good recently. What do you say, Don?
And even the place.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
I mean, listen, I'm sure it's fine, but... What do you know about Jacksonville other than that was they had a USFL team and the Jaguars? Like, what else is it known for? I'm not being disparaging. I'm just saying it's like
here's
Delaware.
Here's what
Florida.
It's known for. When you're in Jacksonville,
go ahead.
You could be in Florida. You could almost think you're in Alabama. There's a lot of places that it's a very fluid place.
That's nice. So you're saying it gives you different vibes.
Yes. Yeah. When you're in New York, you're in New York.
No doubt about it.
And when you're in Miami, you're in Miami. But when you're in Jacksonville, you could be anywhere.
Well, all I know is the NFL had a Super Bowl there and then came out of it saying never again.
That doesn't happen often.
It happened in San Diego. Because it was, you know,
I think it also happened in MetLife.
Oh, my God.
Never should have happened in the first place.
It should have happened. Why does it have to be such beautiful weather for the Super Bowl?
It was horrifying, though.
It was beautiful weather, though. As Don said, God is very involved with the NFL.
Well,
there
the
was
day
a
of.
Massive snowstorm the day after, and the day of it was gorgeous. It was in the 60s.
But wasn't the week of cold?
Yeah, it was freezing.
And then the next day.
It's just a one
the next day.
Day
it was a massive snowstorm.
Right. It opened up for one day.
We did our show at Bryant Park Skating Rink that whole week. Freezing our backsides off, and that's when Joe Namath fell in love with my wife.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable. I should have remembered this, Michael. Number 12, Steve Smith.
Yeah.
The Giants. A little bit before my time, but my dad talked him up a lot. Homer Jones. Number 12.
And, it's an underutilized Giant number.
Scott Bruner.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared Lorenzen. The Pillsbury throw boy.
One of the great nicknames of all time. Sad story. Great name.
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
Yeah.
Anthony Greek said Cody Latimer wore 12 last year, the last one to wear.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ryan Nassib, Tommy Maddox.
Wow. Well, let's face it. Ryan Nassib was in, like, you know, the witness protection program backing up Eli.
That's why Eli was so beautiful. He never limped off the field with a hamstring. He didn't have a hamstring.
Ryan Nassib used to like to wave to the crowd when he came out of the preseason game. All right, we'll see you next year.
Catch you next year. It's been fun. Love you guys. We mentioned it earlier. The Pittsburgh-Baltimore game has been pushed back yet again. It will now be a Wednesday vehicle.
Yeah.
You know what you think.
I've got some Wednesday stats for you, Peter.
This blows me away. Listen to this, Peter.
The last game that was – Troy Wingo actually tweeted this out. Last game that was played on a Wednesday in the NFL was 2012, Giants-Cowboys.
Let me guess, September 5th.
And that was to avoid the Democratic National Convention. There have been 39 Wednesday games in NFL history. But prior to 2012, Peter, you know the one before that?
1948. That's quite a gap.
Yeah.
And I have no recollection, honestly, of that Giant-Cowboy game being moved. I'm like, wow, that's a big day. It's opening day. The reason it probably didn't register with me, because it's the first game of the season. All right, so it's Wednesday instead of Thursday. Like, once you start playing, then that's strange, because then you start thinking about the last time you played and the number of days off and all that. But for the first game of the season, I guess it was easy to forget. It was not that long ago. How about the NFL taking a backseat to the Democratic National Convention? I wonder if they do that today.
In that same 1948 season, the Thanksgiving game featured the Detroit Lions. The team visiting them was Chicago. The Chicago what?
Cardinals.
That's right.
You know, we should somebody's got to sit down with the Fords and say, let's stop Thanksgiving. You're just ruining people's day. You're giving us nothing.
Peter's day for sure.
When was the last time they played a game that mattered on Thanksgiving? Because you can even say Barry Sanders. Even those didn't really. It was, you know, being Barry was great, but the team was probably, you know.
Well, no, they had three and six
going into the game.
Well, can I stop you for 1 minute though, Don? And this is going to like refute something that you've been saying over and over and over again. Matthew Stafford, other than the couple of Jim Caldwell years, has been playing in the worst situation of all time, and he's still great. His greatness shines through, despite the ineptitude of Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. Greatness will shine through. You have to lift yourself up out of the abyss. That's something that Sam doesn't do.
I think the word great is being used strongly here.
He's a really fine quarterback.
You really need to apologize.
No, I will not.
That's hyperbole.
Not great. You don't want
okay,
to be great.
Okay, is he very good?
Well, listen, I think...
Is he a top-flight quarterback?
I'm telling you, if he's... on any other team outside of Cleveland, he's a much better quarterback. He's in a really, really bad situation.
But I'm saying that he has not let it beat him down. So either Sam has let this beat him down, or he's not as good as we think. That's my only point.
Right, but even Matt Patricia is Vince Lombardi.
No, I don't know. I can't accept that. As a friend of Adam Gase, I will not accept that.
You're friends with Adam Gase?
Very close.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't know where we were for Thanksgiving this year either.
Well, that's the thing. You can't take any offense with it. That's how he gets down.
You know, Michael makes some cogent points here. The 1 year, 2011, he threw for 5,000 yards. He led the league in attempts, but he threw for 5,000 yards and 41 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. That's a phenomenal season. All right? Didn't make the Pro Bowl, but that just shows you how fugazi that is. But the rest of his career, we're looking at, you know, a lot of yardage, over 4,000 pretty much every year between 2011 and 2017. We have 20 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, 29 and 19, 22 and 12, 32 and 13.
But his greatness shines through.
He's a nice quarterback.
You still see he's great.
Let's just end it right here. To Michael's point, he is much better in Detroit than Sam is for the Jets.
Yes.
And that's – now, this. I just have breaking news, guys.
Oh.
When you picture football, right? Yep. America's game, baby. Yeah. You know when you picture it kicking off? Wednesday afternoon, 3:40 p.m. What a doozy.
I don't like the fact they're going right up against us.
And what's what network would that be on there, Peter? That would be
a CBS vehicle. That would be a CBS.
I'm not taking a knee.
No, that's an NBC vehicle.
Wait, that's an NBC vehicle.
Well,
that's
it's right. It has to be NBC because it was on Thanksgiving.
See, that's the problem now. NBC probably has like actual programming that they don't want to interrupt.
Now I'm going to call Fugazi on that. There's nothing that they have on that would outrate NBC an NFL game.
340? I mean, what, TMZ? What are they?
Then why is it at 340, Mike?
I don't know. I think
to make it as early as possible to get to their next game the next week.
You're really a smart guy.
You know what?
4 hours is going to be a big deal.
Well, it still gets traveled for the team that has to travel.
Yeah,
it makes a difference.
That's probably the answer, but I would like to see what NBC has on.
Coming to America,
at this point,
they're borrowing
what's
it from
the
CBS.
What's the number going to be if it's
Section of Chocolate?
Nothing. Right? Because what kind of Ravens team is going to be able to play? I mean, that could be a 40-0 game late in the third quarter.
It's still NFL football. People, you know, the guys with the big meatball stain on the T-shirt,
football!
They're watching.
Yes, football!
They're watching.
They're playing football!
But I would like to see what NBC has.
Well, so you have a guide there. Get your TV guide. I'm sure you deliver it to your house every week. And look.
Let's just take a moment to appreciate how great Coming to America was this weekend.
You know why? Because another petition. I would like the Lions to ask not to be playing on Thanksgiving, and we stop putting the Bears on primetime. How about that? Because not only are they
bad, what, Don?
They do not entertain you in any – I had no desire to put that game on. And I love football. But I'm like, I don't really want to see the Bears. I'm sorry. Oh, no. I was compelled to check in on that game.
No way. I was watching the Undoing finale last night. I was out, completely out on that game.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, real quick, we haven't mentioned it all day. I got to tell you guys, I know this may surprise you, and I'm also very biased, but I have to say, the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones fiasco turned out to not be much of a fiasco. It was sort of an enjoyable, consistently entertaining night. And you got great commentary from Snoop Dogg during the Jake Paul-Nate Robinson fight.
Now, is it possible at all that Snoop Dogg can say no when he's asked to do something?
Well,
he says yes to everything.
No, it's true. Snoop would show up to the opening of an envelope, but he was very, very good. Let's hear a little Snoop, shall we?
Faint step. Oh, there's a faint from Jake. Oh, caught him.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Snoop, talk about dropping it like it's hot.
Take my hand.
Holy God, up.
Lead me on. Let me stand.
Wow, nothing funny about what's happening with Nate Robinson, but Snoop Dogg is singing the hymns. He's trying
good
to get
night, Irene. Oh, Lord.
I got to tell you.
I did find out what's on Wednesday.
What's that?
It's what's on Wednesday and NBC is actually not able to be moved.
What is that?
It's live programming.
Christmas
right?
lighting from Rockefeller Center.
Is that true?
Yep.
I have here.
8 p.m.
It's tonight. I'd have to go to next Wednesday because it's the voice and the weakest link I have for this Wednesday. That's what I have.
No, it's Christmas at Rockefeller Center.
Who needs that? So it lights. It's a tree with a bunch of bulbs hanging off of it.
It does a huge number. People love it. Well, I have to say, though, guys, do you guys realize that even though the Knicks had nothing to do with Saturday's boxing event, they still managed to take an L because Nate Robinson came out wearing Knicks colors and was destroyed by YouTube star Jake Paul?
Now, also, let me ask you something because you know these things.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
What's he famous for other than, like, YouTube star? What does that
That's
mean?
It. He's a troll. He's famous for controversies and being a YouTube troll. Now that said,
you know
though,
what? That was a heck of a punch.
Yeah, well, he'd fought before. That was his second professional fight, but he's had an exhibition or two before that and been training. And so everyone went into it thinking, "Oh, it's a professional athlete against a YouTuber." But guys, The biggest difference is whether or not you've been in a ring boxing before. And he destroyed. I mean, Nate, I don't know that he'll ever recover from this, guys.
If you were reading Twitter when it happened, people just Steph Curry destroyed him.
Everyone.
How do you not? And it was, thought he's okay.
Once you saw him get up, and that took a little while, but once he eventually woke up, and I will tell you, my only issue with the night really was that, like, man, how boxing does boxing have to be? Even in an exhibition, right, where the winner and loser we know is relatively secondary, they announced they're not going to have official scoring, so they basically have celebrity judges. It was like Christy Martin and a couple of other former
Vinny
boxing. Vinny Pazienza. They have a couple of, and they call it a draw.
Well, because that was they were going to call it a draw regardless, right?
But no, they were there to do an unofficial scoring. I saw the score sheet. Someone scored it. I forget. One of them scored it 4 points better for Roy Jones.
I think Paz.
It was nuts. I got to tell you guys, for me as someone who's watched Tyson's whole career is the way I have, he looked better on Saturday night than he did in 2005.
Now, I saw you tweeting that, right? And Wally Matthews, who I respect a lot and covered most of Tyson's career, said Tyson didn't look great. Tyson, if he was put in with just a heavyweight, he'd get destroyed. He said he had no snap in his punches.
That's
Do you agree?
I didn't think that. I mean, listen, the fact is he didn't knock out Roy Jones.
Well, he wasn't allowed to, right?
But that's the thing. Was he aiming for a knockout, or was he just trying to throw big body shots? I thought the punches made you go, oof. Like, every one that was thrown made you kind of, like, hold your breath. But maybe that's sort of the Tyson mystique. I'm not going to claim to be unbiased. I did not see a lot of people echo Wally Matthews' sentiment. I thought people thought he looked really good. But to me, the real win in the story was if you watch the press conference. And let's hear from Mike, who was asked after the fight if he still includes smoking Bubange while he's training for a fight like this.
Have you already had a joint?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming down. Yeah. Well, listen, I can't stop smoking. I smoked during fights. I have to smoke. I'm sorry. I'm a smoker.
Did you have any marijuana leading up to the training of this fight?
I smoke every day. I never stop smoking.
Did you have one right before the fight?
Absolutely, yeah.
How does the marijuana effect help you into the fight?
It's just who I am. It has no effect on me from a negative standpoint. It's just what I do and who I am and how I'm going to die. There's no explanation. There's no beginning. There's no end.
Did it help numb the pain a little bit that you might have felt?
No, it just numbs me. It doesn't numb the pain.
I love that he added how stoner it was that he said there is no
beginning.
Well,
now we know why Snoop was there.
There's no beginning. There's no end. Anyways, I'll tell you what, that was a fun event, and it looked really good, too.
It is what it is, right? If you wanted to be entertained, then you were entertained.
Yeah, but I want to give it credit. But I want to take – the reason I'm giving it credit is we sat here and all talked about the trash that was the McGregor-Mayweather fight. This did not feel that way. This felt like, let me throw some money at it and see if it's any good. And most people came away being like, hey, I had a fun night tonight.
I mean, if you let me just a full disclosure, but you know, lift this
go ahead.
Curtain a little bit.
Lift it.
There was an interaction on Twitter between you and Ryan. It was between all of us, but it was
on text.
And, you know, Ryan didn't seem like he was that big of a fan of it. I think it all depends on how you go in. If you sat down and watched that like it was a legitimate sporting event, you probably were very disappointed. But you probably went in thinking, hey, listen, I'm a fan of Tyson. I want to be entertained, and I'm entertained. You can't look at that as like a legitimate sporting event.
Well, yeah, Ryan was saying afterwards he can't fully enjoy it without the fight having any real consequences.
I agree with him. I think that if Tyson came out and juggled cats, you'd be enamored.
I couldn't see him being good at juggling cats, though.
I bet you'd be great.
No, but what does Tyson do? He's a boxer. And
thank you for being such a gentleman.
But it's an exhibition, and let's face it, that sport is always lent to that type of thing. And if you look at it as just an exhibition, and the thing that really just made me sick about the Mayweather fight was the things they were saying back and forth. It was deplorable. It was disgusting.
Right. This was like a respectful. No, this was a respectful event.
It was just an exhibition. It's fun if you're a fan of those two. They're big names in the sport. If you go in just wanting to be entertained, you were. If you went in thinking this was going to be a legitimate fight, I can see you being very disappointed.
I also want to say happy 93rd birthday to the great Vin Scully, who turned 93 yesterday. That will do it for ENN on this, a Monday.
Really fine edition of ENN.
Thank you.
It's one of the best in recent memory.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
The only one in recent memory.
It's been I think that's the best one since Wednesday that Peter's done.
Don't mock.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.